I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, we continue our conversation with James Geary about his new book, Geary's Guide to the World's Great Aphorists. An aphorism is a philosophical saying whose author is known. 2 years ago, Geary wrote The World in a Phrase, and it became a bestseller. So for his new book, he spent last year reading everything he could find about aphorisms in the British Library. He's an American who lives in London. And he had some books translated from Polish, Russian, Chinese, and Japanese. He says aphorists reflect the cultures that produce them.
If you take America, for example, there's a long line of aphorists, starting with Benjamin Franklin, who are sort of, you know, down-home philosophers who pretend to be more stupid than they really are. Like Benjamin Franklin, for example, was a very educated man, but he created Poor Richard and Poor Richard's Almanac. And these aphorisms are sort of homely, have a homely wisdom, but they're also very, very sophisticated. One of my favorites from Benjamin Franklin is, "It's hard for an empty sack to stand upright." And people who followed him had the same kind of down-home humor and sense of humor that he did. And there's another great aphorist who's all but forgotten today named Josh Billings. And he was a contemporary of Mark Twain, slightly older than Mark Twain. And at one point, he was much more famous than Mark Twain. And in fact, Mark Twain sort of paraphrased some of Josh Billings' sayings. But Josh Billings, he was the son of a senator and, you know, was from New England. But he adopted this sort of Midwestern cowboyish type persona. And one of his great sayings is, "A man was created a little lower than the angels, and he's been getting a little lower ever since."
Well, now, you mentioned that that some of his aphorisms work their way into Mark Twainisms, which sort of leads to the next question is, in researching this book, how could you be sure that the people were responsible for these, for some of these wonderful sayings?
Well, that's a very good question. I have made some mistakes. All that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. Now, I thought that was Edmund Burke for sure, but very scrupulous readers pointed out to me that it's not Edmund Burke, and in fact, no one knows who it is.
If we didn't read the aphorisms in your book, where would we find an aphorism in daily life?
Often, advertisements come close to being aphorisms. Where they most often fail is they're not philosophical, like something like Nike slogan, "Just do it," could be an aphorism, but is really not philosophical, and it's urging people to all do the same thing, which is essentially buy Nike products, obviously, which is not the effect that a real aphorism has on people. It's much more individual than that. So I think advertising is one place. Let's see if I can think of
Woody Allen.
Yeah.
Movies.
Yeah. Movies are another one. Woody Allen is also a great aphorist, so there's lots of aphorisms in his films and his monologues. And one of the things he says was 80% of success is showing up. Pop music is also a great place to find aphorisms. Bob Dylan, for example, "You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows," is a very famous one. But also Leonard Cohen, he's a great aphorist as well.